44. Yoyu. Just a bit more. One of my favorite Korean words is yoyu. The problem is, it's really difficult to translate. At times it means spare, or extra, or leeway. It can refer to emotions, or time, or finances. The meaning changes depending on how it's used. But it seems like it's always a good thing. Let's see, how would I use it in English? Gosh, let me think of the Korean first. An example might be, 그는 여유로워 보인다. If it's emotional, you might say, he looks so relaxed, or he looks at peace with the world. If it's time you're talking about, you might say, he looks like he's got some time on his hands. If it's financial, you might say, he looks like he's doing well for himself. What about the opposite? 여유가 없어 보인다. Once again, if you are talking about the emotional, you could say, he looks so uptight. With time, you could say, he looks like he doesn't have any spare time at all. And with money, you could say, it looks like he's just making ends meet, or it looks like he's just getting by. That's pretty complicated for one word, but it's one of my favorite words. When do you feel yo-yo? Talk about it. What does yo-yo mean to you? Do you have any spare time? What do you do in your spare time? What would you like to do if you had more spare time? Do you have a favorite word? Do you ever talk about yo-yo? How would you explain yo-yo to someone who does not understand what it means? Do you have yo-yo in your life? Can you give an example? In what area is it most important to have yo-yo? In what area is it least important?